Well, rubber meets the road. So I decided to take a walk. Just stopped raining. I mean, I could be rained on. I could get wet. So chose not to take the umbrella, but I'm like, yeah, I want to go for a walk. You know, finish my rice pudding, was reading a bit, and I'm like, yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, I want to go. I want to go out. So I'm like, let's just go walk. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to listen to the piano, number two piano concerto by Rachmaninoff. I really like it. And I wanted to kind of savor it, you know, kind of really, as I'm walking, to be able to follow it. Because when I play it, when I practice languages, I mean, I still enjoy it, but, you know, it's not the same. And it's one that I want to appreciate more. This one and the number four. So I'm going through the industrial zone, you know, where they have the garlic and the onion. And I'm coming by this warehouse, and this pit bull start to come out toward me. You know, a little chunky monkey, but pit bull. And I see the owners, and they're not reacting much. I'm like, okay, then I guess he must be okay. But the dog is kind of barking, and he's coming toward me, and he's kind of almost biting. So it's not like biting. So Shio didn't do that, but I'm like, it's a fucking pit bull, you know? And eventually they get the dog back in, and I'm like, dude, I mean, Jesus, you know, this is a fucking public area here, you know? And I'm like, and she was telling me whatever, and I'm like, I don't care, it doesn't matter. It's like, this is your fucking dog, this is your responsibility. Jesus, he really threw me out. I mean, I almost kicked the dog, you know? And I mean, I could have been... There could have been a regret because that fucking dog could have bit me, you know? I just didn't know. I had no idea it was a dog. I don't know if it could have progressed if what it was doing was kind of warming up the plate, you know? But it's a fucking pit bull. Oh. So basically it killed my my mood for Rachmaninoff number two. Wow. So it was kind of interesting to... Well, I guess I think in a way I didn't lose it. Because I really saw it before, the idea of if I see a dog, you know, doesn't look too good, I'm going to kick the shit out of the dog. I don't care. I'm not going to take a chance, you know, for that dog to get a chunk out of me. And fucking pit bull, you know, if I'm not mistaken, when they bite something, they don't let go. Anyway. But nothing came out of it, you know. But I was really, I was flustered and I was frustrated and I was a little angry. You know, that they did not react more when that dog came toward me and started to bark in an aggressive manner. That part was annoying. Yeah, I didn't seem concerned, you know. If anything for the other person, you know. So, wow. Interesting. Okay. Oh, she's out. What are you doing outside? Huh? It's been raining. Uh-huh. Yes, chupa chup. I'm going this way because with the rain we've had this morning and kind of now again, I'm like, I don't know about going on that trail and with the rain we had yesterday. So, yes, yes, yes. But I don't have anything for you. I already gave you a snack. Yes, I did. Get. Say, no. Stay. You can't help me. Yeah. Yes, that's fair. I can't. Yeah, but I try. Okay. you are the happiest person to see me. Yeah, go. I don't have any samples. Yes. Can you imagine if I had you with me with a dog? Oh my goodness. I think I would have pressed charges, something would have happened. You know? And I know we're in a small town, but shit, it doesn't matter. You know, they are the responsibility of the owners. It's a public area, and their responsibility is to control that puppy one way or another. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Anyway, I'm going to walk for a bit. I'm about to go to the library. But anyway, good to see you. Good to see you. All right. Let you go. Where's my treat? Where's my treat? Huh? I guess you're thinking each time you see me, you get something. But no, only one a day. Only one a day. See you later. Okay. 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 Okay, 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 okay. See you later, girl. All right. I chose not to carry my iPad and stuff, so I'll have to go back to the house to get it before turning around to go to the library. And we'll see. I'm not sure. It'll be like half an hour to an hour to walk, but it's not too cold. Yeah, actually, considering the city was going to be like 8. Doesn't feel like 8 degrees. Maybe I'll sprinkle a little bit. You can see the rain toward Don Jimeno. Yeah, they're getting rained over there now. Oh, sorry. Oh, my goodness. So yeah, just made this rice pudding. I called Juan, but it was with his wife belongs to a women's club association. And so they were having a lunch, and he was telling me, you know, cuñados, which means cuñados, cuñados. That means cuñado is a brother-in-law or a know-it-all in a figurative sense. So, and I was like, of course I know where the restaurant is. You know, I guess I've been here long enough now. And there aren't that many restaurants, my goodness, in Jamilena. I'm not sure how many restaurants they have, but... They don't even have that many bars. I don't think they have that many bars. But anyway. So he was there and I was like, hey, you know where it is? I said, yes, I know where it is. And I was like, sorry, dude, but I'm not going there. This is not for me. It's like, I'm a macho. I'm a pure blood, pura cepa. Pura cepa macho. So not for me. Not those things for me. I guess if I had the need, you know, if I had kind of the lonesome blues, you know, and if I wanted to be in company, of course, I know I could always go there, you know, I could always hang out, but no. Anyway, and we talked about next weekend, so about getting the stuff done. I think I got the kind of the rice pudding where I want it to be. I'll just have to make it a little sweeter for them, but I really like it with the orange juice. It give it, you know, with ginger. I put ginger and then cinnamon. Anyway, it's quite nice. Quite nice. Quite a treat. So, wow. Yeah, I definitely did not see a recording coming, but I definitely was flustered. It really surprised me, this thing. I've never... I mean, the last time I was on the Camino, when I had those two dogs and one getting mighty close to me, and those were like them and business. This one did not have it didn't have the same demeanor. The other one was really, he got really close to me, and I think I touched him with my walking sticks. But that was the only time. It's really rare for that to happen. And who knows, it might have been a fluke, you know, a glitch with her, but I'm like... I was like, you know, dude, I'm sorry, but, you know, not even sorry, nothing, actually. Now that I think about it, you know, sorry, but, you know, no, nothing. Yeah, it's just, you know, fuck you. Sorry, but then this one, I'm like, fuck you. You know, that was scary. You know, this is not a little toy. This is a good size pit bull, you know. Anyway. But nothing happened, so I guess when more bark than bites, yeah? Pero labrador poco mordedor, eh? Now there's some rain. Anyway. Well, I guess if it keeps like that, I may turn around at the end of the driveway. We'll see. I may not go very far. This is not crazy rain, but enough to get me... pretty darn wet, and with the cold I'll get my pants wet to some extent, but I don't want to get them soaked anyway. But that's it, my friend. And just the last 3 days. You know, you have to kind of keep me inside. I have taken apart the swing set because the canopy just make the whole thing collapse, and the cushions bring them in so they don't get wet. But yeah, the wind here at times is quite strong. Eh? Wow, quite strong. That's where you get those trees that fall, those pine trees. But also, in all fairness, I don't think there's much ground under them. But I think the root spreads pretty wide, kind of like cypresses. So that's why they do okay with poor soil. They just spread. Anyway. Oh, they've cleaned. They've burned all the branches here. We had those olive tree branches, and that's it. People are getting it done. Getting it done. Oh, my goodness. What a jolt, huh? What a Red Bull, what a shot of Red Bull. me who's used to such a mellow, mellow pace. Anyway, well, that's kind of it. I don't know what I'm going to do now. I'm not going to be able to get into Rachmaninoff. My headspace is off. I don't know if I'll do a stand-up or what. But glad to be able to be outside a little bit. The library is always pretty toasty. We're more toasty than the house, so I'm okay to get a little cold anyway. And I'll get in there. It'll at least take a couple of hours. I think I have 2 episodes left of the feud, Capote and the Swans. Anyway. What the hell, it's stopped. And you can still see, barely see the rain actually. It's barely speeding. Está lloviznando. I gotta practice that verb. So you're gonna hear me saying it over and over again. It's drizzle. It's drizzling. Lloviznando. Lloviznar. It's a really weird word to me for whatever reason. You know? I guess drizzle is kind of a kind of drizzle. I guess that's part of an English word. You know, double Z. Sizzle, I guess. Drizzle, sizzle. Yeah, I guess lloviznar, I don't know of any that can cope with this one. Yeah, because you have sizzle, drizzle, so you have those 2 words. The big trucks sharing a small road here, so they have to go slow. Yeah, one has to get off the road. They don't have enough space for those 2 trucks to get there. Huh. Interesting. All right, let's turn around. Let's go back. I'm definitely going to be mindful when yeah, it's spitting a little bit. So keep an eye on that dog. I've seen that dog before, I think. I think so. And maybe he was on a leash too. This one was off the leash. I don't know. Anyway, Friday in Milena. For the weekend, well, honestly, I have really no plan. It's going to be all weather related, so it's supposed to rain tomorrow. I haven't looked. That cannot be updated. I don't know, but, you know, basically, it's supposed to rain. There was 70% 2 days ago, so that could mean, you know, even though it may show me something, like it showed me yesterday, there was going to be no rain today. I know that when it gets to be like that, that everything goes, or anything goes. So not planning to do anything. I don't really have. I'm thinking, I'm gonna look into it. It's kind of like a cinnamon buns, cinnamon roll with soak the raisin in some rum. You know, and then sugar, and then making the bread dough, and then rolling it. Instead of being buns, it would be one cinnamon roll. One cinnamon loaf, I guess. And I was even debating doing that instead of the rice pudding, but I want to do the rice pudding for next weekend. Anyway. Oh, it's clearing with Redon Jimeno. Yeah, look at that. Yeah, this thing's a very, very so scattered, isolated, scattered shower. I guess we would say scattered, right? What's the difference between a scattered shower and isolated shower? I think that might mean the same thing, right? I think that it's definitely an isolated shower. Does it have to be one to be an isolated? Or does it have to be actually broken up, you know, and you have this weird pattern of on and off? Is that the case? That's what we're having here today. Land of olive trees. Kind of looking to see for those buds, but it's too early. We're gonna wait for maybe April. They're gonna start to pop up, and you'll see a lot of them, you know. And obviously, this kind of olive trees, I guess, I'm not sure how they are hybridized, you know, the way they evolve, you know, to make them to produce more. Yeah, men's play with nature. Anyway, so folks, I'll leave you at that. Yeah, I'm definitely, it's a couple of jolts, huh? Yesterday with the phone, now with the dog. Different though, different animal. Literally and figuratively, so to speak. That was kind of keeping it real. Don't feel like I juiced it too much, but that's what it was. Anyway, peace and love.